back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some good news out of the Biden administration. Some executive action, a rule by the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. The Environmental Protection Agency under Biden is moving to impose aggressive limits on forever chemicals and the cleanup of forever chemicals. Let me review the bidding here. You remember, our DNR wanted to do that. Fred Prehn, whose term expired, Republican bad guy, May 1, is staying on, saying that he has a right to do it under a very old case, under a different statute. Some of the courts have said that's right. He can stay on till the Republicans confirm his successor, a woman who has been proposed several months ago, a long time ago, 6 months ago. And they cackle and they say, oh, sure, when we confirm her, they don't even hold a vote on her. They are going to control the DNR through Evers' term. And the manufacturers, Republican donors, and Fred Prehn don't want to regulate forever chemicals the way they should be regulated. And as a result, they're cancer causing. You have them in Dane County, by the way. You have limits on how many fish you can eat out of streams and lakes in Dane County. Do you know that? Same in, well, in Milwaukee County, we have it too. We don't have limits so far. Marinette, Rhinelander, La Crosse, Eau Claire. It's all around the state. All around the state. The Republicans will keep pumping carcinogens into our water. Well, what's happened is Joe Biden is moving on this. They're going to impose aggressive standards, much lower parts per trillion. Right now, it's 20 parts per trillion. They're going to reduce that. They are going to demand cleanups. They're going to demand that manufacturers change the chemical composition of what they use for instance, no stick frying pans or firefighting foam and all of that. And they're on it, thank goodness. And unlike Wisconsin, he can do that by rule. Evers should be able to do it by rule here through, and the EPA should. But because of the lame duck laws, the unconstitutional lame duck laws that transferred a lot of the powers of the governor to Voss, it requires the Republican legislature to approve those rules in this state, and they won't do it. Good for Joe Biden. Good for the EPA. We're finally going to get it done nationally, and then the state can't get in the way of that because federal Trump state, and if a federal rule conflicts with a state rule, the federal rule rules. Going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind, Dick of Madison?
Well, this thing with Duffy and Trump, you know, depending on what happens legally the next 10 days with Trump, I think we could really put him on the defensive. And that endorsement might be as big an albatross for Duffy as, say, Foxconn was for Scott Walker. Because I really think that if you start subpoenaing the ex-president or these people start tumbling that were close to him, you finally got him on the ropes. And you've got them playing defense and answering questions instead of this nonsense going out and, you know, I'm going to go to a rally here, a rally there. And that's nothing but a bunch of people that travel around. Like, to me, they're like deadheaders. They're traveling with him, a good share of them. And it's to me, he's just a joke. He totally is. And the media needs to stop constantly covering every move he makes. Other than what he has to go through legally. That I want to see.
Yeah, you know, you're raising excellent points, but here's the deal. Here's my perspective on it. Everything you're saying is true of us as Democrats. There's no question. So Trump supporting Duffy, to us, would be anathema, but we're not going to vote for Clayfish either, ever. The issue is going to be who's the Republican nominee for governor. And there you're talking about the Republican universe or some crossovers or independents or whoever wants to vote. We have an open primary. So the calculus to me would be something like this. Trump's endorsement in other states has pretty well translated into votes. It really has. So let's say that Trump's endorsement is worth, say, 35% of the Republican electorate. And so Duffy starts out with that. Now, Trump's endorsement will turn off some people in never-Trumper areas in areas around Milwaukee. Some of them, in, for instance, in Ozaukee County and Waukesha County, which had been Republican, but recently they voted, for instance, for assembly for Deb Andraca. And in Brookfield, they voted for a Democratic assemblywoman. These are people who don't want to see forever chemicals in our water, don't want to see us betrayed to Putin, don't want Trump's attacks on democracy, don't want the presidential primary to be advisory only and have a gerrymandered Republican legislature decide who our electoral votes go for. So that's good. So in other words, Trump's endorsement will turn off some Republicans. But my fear is that it brings Duffy 35% of the vote and it turns off 10 or 15% of the Republican vote. So he nets a considerable haul. And then you have Duffy against Clayfish. You have a former congressman against a lieutenant governor. And basically, it's Trump against the Walker Republican Party. The Walker Republican Party is not all that popular. The Thompson Republican Party was. The Trump Republican Party has hardcore fanatics for it. But the Walker Republican Party left us Foxconn. He got beaten. He disgraced himself in the presidential race. For a while, you know, he was sort of at the top of the polls. He had 90 staff in Iowa. But he got up there and he looked like the groom on the wedding cake, a little plastic groom. He just stood there and he smirked and he didn't say anything. And when he did say anything, he recited Republican talking points and the air went out of that balloon pretty quickly. I do not think that Scott Walker is going to get away just because his son manages, or at least is a senior political advisor to Clayfish. I don't think that Walker is going to be able to pick the Republican nominee. And if it's Trump or Walker, I'm afraid that Trump will end up picking the nominee. But, you know, when I say I'm afraid, I don't want Clayfish either. So the point is, we're Democrats, we're going to vote for the Democratic incumbent. But if you want to hedge your bets, it would be very nice if you had a Republican who stood tall for, you know, like an Adam Kinzinger or Liz Cheney, stood tall for our democracy, would not put up with the January 6th insurrection, and was a Republican in a traditional sense, which is to say, very conservative and right-wing in a lot of things, we're not going to support them. But if push come to the shove, they would not destroy our democracy. And I don't know. I mean, I think, quite frankly, if Duffy runs, now he may not run. He lives in New Jersey. His wife has a gig with Fox. They make a lot of money that way. Large family. And, you know, to his credit, he's has a special needs child born at the end. But if they move back to Wisconsin and he runs against Clayfish, I think what's happening is polling right now. Right now, there's polling going on. Polling going on, and it's going to be published at some point, and it's going to be heads up Duffy against Clayfish. And what I'm afraid of is this. I think Evers beats Clayfish very handily. I think, however, she's going to show up in the polls. You know, I talk about these Ozaukee and Waukesha people who aren't going to want a Trump type. However, if they think that she's not substantial, if they think that she's a cheerleader, she's a cipher for a couple of donors, they're not going to like that either. You know, governor is different from Congress. Congress, you can elect a windbag and a BSer and they just give him speeches. But for president or governor, you have to have somebody who manages a very complex organization. And it's possible that Duffy gets nominated. And if he gets nominated, I don't want him as governor. But the truth of the matter is he's a fresh face and it's a different equation. We're going to the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Make us hide behind shame.